And do you think that makes Jesus happy when we try to please everybody? I don't think it makes the king happy at all. And so that's why I tell it just like it is. That's why Cheryl said the last time or time before last when we were on GLC, and I was pretty vocal about some things that's going on in government. And time I got my 15 television shows made, she said, you were on the red list before we come out here, but now you're on the red list. She said, we may not get home. Somebody may shoot us down before we get home. I said, am I telling it just like it is? She said, yes, you're telling it just like it is. I said, do you think the king's happy with me? She said, I think he's happy with you. See, do you think God wants us to tell somebody a lie? No, he wants us to tell it just like it is. He said we're to expose evil. Is that what he said? Expose it. Okay. It says, how could they? For who can know what the Lord is thinking? Who can give him counsel? But we can understand these things, for we have what? The mind of Christ. Now then, if you and I have the mind of Christ, if the king lives in us and his spirit is in us and we have his mind, then he can communicate from his spirit to this mind, and what shall be impossible for us? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All you got to do is pray and ask him, and he will reveal these things to you. I mean, somebody asked me to tell this story the other day when we were up in Lansing, Michigan. I had forgotten it, hadn't told it in a long time. But he said, Thurman, when I heard you tell that story, I thought how awesome that was. Well, one morning I come into work early, about 6 o'clock, out at the airport. And when I got there, the VP was already there. Now, he's not there till 8 o'clock. But they'd had a major problem in the building that morning, and the steam had been gone down, and they couldn't get steam on, and therefore nothing's working. The hot food section's not working. The big dishwashing section's not working. Nothing is working. So they have called him, and he is there, and he's extremely excited why we don't have any steam. And the best engineers we got are down there working on this problem. And he said, and when I got there, they called me and said, Thurman, you know we have no steam. I said, no. They said, we haven't had any steam since 3 o'clock this morning. See, we're a 24/7 business. And when the VP come running in, he said, Thurman, you know we have no steam. I said, well, I didn't know it when I got here, but I know it now. They just called me. So I said, I'm on the way to the boiler room right now, Peppy. And so I go to the boiler room. I walk down there, and I said, Dan, I said, what's going on? He said, Thurman, I've never seen anything like this. We fill the boilers up, fire them up, and within 3 or 4 minutes, they're totally totally dry. They're totally empty, and we got no water in the boiler, so everything goes off on flame failure, on low water. He said, we can't get any steam up here. I looked at that. I said, put it through a cycle. They did, and man, it just carried it over. I looked down and said, Lord, I have never seen, I've seen boilers carry over a little, but I've never seen 3 carry over like that. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need wisdom. I need you to tell me what's wrong with these boilers so I can fix it. And Lord, I want to thank you for doing it for me. I'll always give you the glory and praise. I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, disconnect your condensate lines and dump the condensate on the floor. I said, Dan, see all 3 of them condensate return lines, break them in 2 right there at those unions, dump the condensate on the floor. He said, Thurman, what are you talking about? I said, don't ask me no questions. Just do what I say. See, it don't make no sense. But I said, do what I say. So they dumped the condensate, and all the condensate's running back. I said, now then, turn them boilers on, fill them up with fresh water, and bring that steam on, and let's see what happens. And they brought it on, brought it up to a full head of steam, and with that condensate all running out on the floor, nothing going in the boiler but fresh water, we had a level of steam there, 14 pounds in just a few minutes. Beautiful dry steam was flowing to the building. The kettles began to come up to temperature. The dish machines began to come up. And within 10 or 15 minutes, everything's working perfect. I said, okay, Lord, thank you for that knowledge and wisdom. I said, okay, guys, now we know somewhere within one of these systems we've got a heat exchanger leaking and it's getting soap or something, some kind of impurity back in the condensate. That's what was coming back, going back into the boilers. That's what's causing them to carry over. So I said, now then, start checking the condensate at every machine until you find the one that's contaminated. And when you do, then isolate that one and then put everything back, hook everything up, and flush out the lines. And so I walked back up to my office. I walked back up there, and just as I walked in the door, the BP come running down. He said, Thurman, I understand we got steam. You've already got it fixed. How in the world did you know this, how to do this so quick? I said, Pepe, it was real simple. I'm a Christian, and I asked God, and he told me what the problem was. You did what? I said, I told you. I asked the Lord Jesus Christ. He showed me. He told me by his Spirit, and he told me exactly what was wrong. And I said, he fixed it. I said, he knows everything. He's never wrong. You don't know what to say. So he just turns and walks back up to his office. See, does the world understand you? When you do things attached to God, do they understand you? No. Now, they understood the results. They saw what happened. But when you told them God told you, hey, they can't go there with you. And what's so terrible to me is most of the church can't even go there with us today. We need to start believing God. And when we ask him, he shows up, doesn't he? Yes, he shows up. Any man lack wisdom? Let him ask the world. They'll tell you where it's at. Oh, that's not what he said. Oh, any man lacks wisdom? Let him call a senator. You can get it from, oh, let him call a representative or a member of the Supreme Court or the president maybe. If you lack wisdom, where are you going to get it? Oh, God. Oh, maybe we ought to go to Harvard. They surely got a man there that's got some wisdom. No, the scripture says any man lacks wisdom. You don't have to get in an airplane, fly all the way up to Harvard and try to find a professor that knows anything. God, which lives in us, says, ask me. Is that what he said? Yes. And I will give it to you liberally without finding fault. But when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Okay, let's go to the next chapter 3, verse 1. Let's just keep on here, see what we've got here. Now, we know that we as Christians have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to mature Christians. I had to talk to you as though you belong to the world or as though you were infants in the Christian life. Now, see, we got a problem here in the church. Paul had this problem, and we got this problem. We need to talk to us. Why do you think God told us to come to church and listen to his word and study his word? And I think this is a man-made thing to go to church and have a 15 or 20 minute sermon and use one verse and talk about one verse 15 or 20 minutes. Now, the church I was in, that's what we did all my life. And guess what I learned about God's word? Almost nothing. Almost nothing. You know, it's so sad. But, you know, if we come to church and take two or three chapters and beat them things into each other, talk about them, and use examples, still, what percentage do you think we get? Not very much. Just a little. But at least we get a little, right? Maybe we get a morsel or two. I think about a friend of mine, and he comes out here all the time to this church, and he was telling me here a while back, him and his brother were filming a pastor for a public television. He said, when that pastor got through that 30-minute message for public television, he said, that was the most boring, awful message I had ever heard in my life. He said, I thought, good grief, who in the world would ever listen to that? He said, that was the worst sermon I ever heard in my life. And he went over and told his brother, he said, well, what'd you think about that message? His brother said, you know, I was spellbound the whole time. That was the most awesome message I ever heard in my life. Now, see, one man thought it was awful, and their brothers, and the other one thought it was the best one he had ever heard in his life. So does God know what he's doing, folks? See, now what if, see, we're not all the same, are we? No, one of you will come here and hear me one day and think, well, man, that was a great message. And others say, I didn't get nothing out of that. I wish he'd have talked about something else. But see, does God know what he's doing? Yeah, if you come back next week, the one that got everything this week may not get nothing next week, and you may get everything. You say, now that's a much better message today. I love that one last week. Oh, I didn't get nothing out of it. Is that the way God is? Sure. Who is revealing these things to you? The Spirit. That's right. God is. That's why he's doing this. Paul is telling us here that some of these people he just can't talk to as mature Christians. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in the Christian life. And it's unfortunate that there is so many people like that today in the church. He said, I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food. Now, I mean, I don't mind drinking milk, you know. In fact, that little girl, I get her right this time, Sarah, that little girl Sarah, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't like a piece of T-bone steak today. Do you? She couldn't handle it, could she? It would kill her. There's no way she could. She hadn't got a tooth in her head, nothing. So all that little girl can take is milk. But boy, if you feed her milk, it won't be long she can eat them T-bone steaks, can't she? Yes, she can. And Dave has no clue what this is fixing to cost them with all these kids. When they get a little bigger, especially them two boys, I mean, them little guys, boys, can eat you out of house and home. I mean, they don't they, Scott? Don't these boys know how to eat? Yes, they do. I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food because you couldn't handle anything stronger and you still aren't ready. And, of course, if you handle it right and you feed them the little morsels of the milk, it won't be long that little girl will be able to chew on something solid. And then it won't be long, man, she can grab that chicken leg or whatever and she can consume that thing, or she can take a piece of T-bone steak and, boy, she can chew that thing up and eat it and want more. Praise the Lord. But that's what we are as Christians. Verse 3 and 4. For you are still controlled by your own sinful desires. Now, we don't want to hear that, do we? As Christians, we do not want to be still controlled by our own sinful desires. You are jealous of one another. And you quarrel with each other. Now, surely Christians would never do something like this. Aren't we all brothers and sisters in Christ? Somebody does something nice for somebody else. You know what we do? One of us, especially when you get a group of people that are not real spiritual, one of them say, you know, well, I went over and Thurman worked on my car and he did it for free. Well, gee whiz, I went over there last year and he worked on mine. He charged me $50. And we're offended. Let's say if I worked on their car, maybe I looked at this guy. I mean, maybe here's AA brought his car up. Now, I know AA's not hurting for money. I mean, I know he's not a multimillionaire, but he ain't hurting for money. You know, so if he brings his car over and I work on it and I charge him $50, I say, AA, I think AA can afford. Somebody else might have charged him $100.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Holy Spirit Shows Us God's Deep Secrets, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.